Let's bring in Pat Pagano right now to verify those statements. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And you didn't do any of your sponsorships.
I played them accidentally before Mike got on the air. I said to people, you just don't realize it, but if we were flying an airplane, we just crashed. Because I played them before Mike Kazi. So, and there's, once you play them with these computers, it's just to try to get them up and replay them again. It's just, so I just said, well, they ran a little early.
Okay, not a problem. Not a problem.
All right.
Well, first of all, yeah, you're right. It's chilly. You know, I keep saying to myself, you'll get used to it, Pat. You'll get used to it, Pat. But so far, I haven't. Just want you to know that. I've not been used to this. And, you know, I guess as you get older, you just don't acclimate yourself to the cold as quick as when you're young. I remember, you know, when I first got into meteorology, going into fall and winter was the most exciting time I could imagine. I just loved it. You know, and I didn't mind the cold, I didn't mind the snow or anything like that, but obviously times have changed. So we will have dry weather and milder weather from today right into the weekend. Fall comes in at 9:31 this morning, the time at which the sun crosses the equator on its journey north. It'll be in the low 70s and sunny today, 45 to 50 tonight and clear. So quite a difference. Sunshine, mid-70s Wednesday, sunshine 75 to 80 Thursday, partly cloudy with a chance of some showers Friday, and a high right around 80 degrees. So there we have it. And in the meantime, Saturday should also be fair, by the way, 75 to 80. I do think I'm going to take out the chance of showers on Friday. There's a front coming through. But to me, it looks like it's going to weak it out. It's right in the Great Lakes now with a couple of light showers. I don't think they'll ever survive by the time they get here. So no look for any showers Friday nor Saturday. But on Sunday, showers could return.
Sunday evening?
Probably Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon. So it's not going to be a totally dry weekend. Not that it's going to be all that wet, but there will be some showers around that you have to watch out for that too as well.
Now, I was looking at radar this morning. Is that big blob of clouds? Is that hurricane that missed the Bermuda?
Yes, that's Teddy. And the outer part of Teddy is affecting the Cape area.
Yeah.
And they are under high wind warnings. They're expecting 60-mile-per-hour winds today and tomorrow. And that is from a hurricane, folks, that is well offshore by several hundred miles. That hurricane is also pumping up the surf. So not only are high surf advisories are up, but high rip current risks. In fact, Hurricane Center is warning of life-threatening rip currents. So you have to be very, very careful, even though this hurricane is well offshore and headed toward the Canadian Maritimes.
Whenever I hear about rip currents, I was one of the dumb kid at like 8 years old. I was standing in the surf and I went out swimming and I was told there's rip currents. And I got caught in a rip current and I got actually, you know those big piers that go out? I got slammed into one of the piers, and a big spike caught my leg, and they had to come out and get me. And I still have the scar of that hole in my leg.
Wow!
So I could have been one of those casualties listed. Whenever I hear the term, I always think back to that afternoon in Florida with me. Many, many, many years ago, whenever I hear the term rip currents, rip tide, stuff like that.
Yep. It's scary, right? Just the sound of it is scary.
Well, especially when you're caught in it and you know what it's like. So,
little story for you. As you know, I do a lot of projects around the house and up at the cabin.
Yep.
And one of the problems that I encountered last week was my kitchen sink. After a little while running the water, it would back up. I really know very, very little, if nothing, about plumbing. But anyhow, I went under the sink last week, and I took apart the elbow, because I figured probably that's where the problem is. Nothing clears about. And I said, well, you know, I took apart that whole, everything there except for the pipe that comes out of the wall, right. You know, goes into the sewer. So I said, so that's got to be where it is. But let's see what happens. Put all the pipes together, went out, got a good, really good plunger, plunge. And, you know, after a few minutes, it goes down. And like I said, after a few minutes of running the water, it clogs up. A friend of mine told me over the weekend, go get your garden hose, stick it there, you know, make sure, stick it in the drain of the sink. Make sure you have a rag around it, have some water in the sink to create suction. He said the power of the water hose will probably take the clog and just boom, right away. Well, it didn't work. So I said, it's time. So yesterday I called a popular drain company. And you know where I'm going, right?
That's right.
And I said to them, you know, can you tell me how much? Oh, no, we can't. I said, well, listen, I don't want you guys coming down here and then, you know, it's too expensive and I can't afford it. Oh, no. The way it'll work, there's no charge for the estimate. The guy will come down, he'll look at the problem, and then he'll give you a price before he does anything. Okay, fine. Showed up at 5:15 p.m. with a mask on and very polite. Looked at the sink, did not touch it. I told him what happened. He goes, well, it appears that the drain then is, you know, it's clogged up, it's deep. Well, thank you. What else are you going to tell me that I didn't know already? I said, so how much is something like this going to cost? I made him repeat it twice because I didn't think I got it the first time. $500 plus tax. Marshall, $500 plus tax. I looked at him and said, are you kidding me?
And you know what that $500 plus tax will get you?
No.
They'll sneak a camera down there, and they'll find where the blockage is.
Yeah.
Then to fix the blockage could be a lot more than that, especially if it's deep along the line outside of your house.
Okay, so I said to him, I said, well, I said, that's out of the question. I can't afford that. So he says, I could call my boss and see if he could do a little bit better. I said, well, maybe. So then he turns around to me without even picking up the phone. He goes, how's $350 plus tax? I wanted to say, you were calling your boss. Now you just blurted out another. I said, no, that's still, that's way above what I you know, could afford. He goes, okay. Turned around and walked out.
See if you've got a friend, anybody that's got one of those, any businesses that you know that's got one of those cameras that they can sneak into your pipeline.
You know, let me finish. I walked out. I got in my car. I went out. For $20, I bought a 20-foot snake.
Okay.
I came back. I took apart the elbows, the pipes, and everything underneath him. I snaked it down twice. I hit into a snag, and twice I got beyond it. I put the whole 20 feet down. I pulled it out. I put everything back. Presto, clog is cleared.
Now's the time you should take the hose and really run it through there just to get any debris that might still be there.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Smart thinking, Pat. Smart thinking.
$20.
Yeah. And you can get. Did you look at it through your iPhone? Is that how you did it and stuff like that?
No.
No, you just went in and did it yourself.
Yeah.
There you go. That's good old ingenuity, Pat.
So a lesson all during these COVID times. Everybody's trying to make a buck.
Well, congratulations! You did the smart thing because that $500 would have only been an initial investment, a down payment. You mark my words.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
All right, well, flush away, Pat. Flush away.
Thank you. Yes, I'm going to flush away, and you enjoy the sunshine today.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.